Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Hello, this is Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ, and I ask that you please support this ministry by making a donation of any amount today. You can give by way of the Cash App, and our cash tag is $THCOGIC, and that's $THCOGIC. You can also go online to our website. That's trueholinesscogic.org. That's trueholinesscogic.org. Click on the give icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you can use our online form, or you can choose PayPal to make your donation. And remember, a gift of any amount will help us to continue to spread the gospel. And may God richly bless you for your generous gift today. And we at True Holiness thank you for your support of the ongoing work of this ministry. And now for today's message.
I ask that you get your Bibles this morning. And I have two passages of scripture from the Old Testament and one from the New Testament that I will base today's message upon. I'd like for you to go to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 27 through 31. And also if you can get Exodus chapter 13, verses 17 and 18. And then Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 14. Isaiah 40, 27 through 31. Exodus 13, 17 through 18, Luke 17, 11 through 14. In the book of Isaiah, the word of the Lord reads, "Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel? My way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God." There's a question there. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not? Oh, I love that about my God. He doesn't faint. Neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Oh, that's a God. That's a God right there. Verse 30, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But I love verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oh, that's the power there with God. I mean, if you just wait on the Lord, he'll give you the strength that you need to do what he has called you to do. Exodus chapter 13. And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God, listen to this, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. That was the short way to get there. And God led them, but he didn't lead them through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and return to the land of Egypt. He didn't take them the short way, because they might run into something, and then they run back to where he just delivered them from. We don't want to go back to where we were just delivered. Luke chapter 17. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem, and we're talking about Jesus, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers. 10 men, they had leprosy. And they stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go, show yourselves unto the priest." And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. As they went, they were cleansed. You see, in Exodus and Luke, they went on their way. But they didn't just go on their own way. They went the way God instructed them to go. And we will understand one day that when we are obedient to God and not our way, but his way and his will, things will work out. They may not work out in the time frame that we want them to, but they will work out. If I may use for a title this morning, it would be "On My Way, God's Way." I'm on my way, God's way. See, we have to understand that God doesn't live in time like we do. He lives outside of time. And we have come to understand, and I like my young aspiring deacon who told me this morning, "If you're early, you're on time." And that was a quote that I had here to say this morning right here. It says, if you are early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. If you are late, that is unacceptable. And you see, sometimes we figure that when God doesn't show up on our time, that he is late. God is never late. Even if it appears so to us, it may seem as though he's late, but he's not. Because we recall when Lazarus died, he was dead 4 days, and the people were mourning, and his sisters were like, "Jesus, if you would have just been here, he wouldn't have died." They thought that Jesus was late, but he wasn't late. He was on time. He was on time for God's will and God's purpose. So when God doesn't show up like we want him to, when we want him to, don't worry about it. It's not that he's late. God is never late. He's always on time. So that's why I say, I'm on my way, God's way. I've come to learn that timing is everything. How many of us ever been in the kitchen cooking? And I'm a restaurant type cook. I put on timers and set things, because if you don't watch what you're doing, sometimes things will burn. If you don't put the ingredients in at the right time, things will mess up. So timing is everything. And that's why God says, just wait on me. Don't get ahead of me. Just wait on me. You can be on your way, but wait on me and do it my way. Timing is everything, because I burn up some stuff. You know, why do you think when you go into the fast food restaurants and they drop those French fries and they hit that timer so that it comes out right every single time? You don't have to worry about it, that thought process. So timing is everything to get it right. Even in football, that what they call a timing pattern, when the quarterback drops back and releases the ball, you have to be on time and run that route correctly so you can get the ball. Timing, you have to do it the right way. You have to run that route the right way in order to catch that ball. On my way, God's way. Even when we take medications, timing is everything. You got to take your medications at the right time, not only at the right time, but in the right doses, at the proper intervals, because if you don't, you can mess yourself up. Timing is critical, so we have to follow those instructions. Timing is also important. I learned that in the investment world, you know, timing, getting into the market at the right time. And when you want to invest, you know, they say, my brother, buy when it's low and sell when it's high. I remember when I was in B school and one of my professors said, You know, he wasn't worried about being able to direct the magnitude of change. He just wanted to be able to accurately predict the direction of change. Because if I can understand the direction of change and that timing, I could make a lot of money. Timing is everything. Even when we're on our way to work, we just get so accustomed to just driving the same way, but we have lights that stop and go, and they're on a timer. Timing is everything. We have traffic lights, traffic patterns, and sometimes we have accidents in the road which make us readjust the way that we need to go. So we have to be on time. What am I saying today? Is that God has given somebody today a promise. He has given someone today a promise that he's going to take you somewhere and he's going to do something magnificent, something great, something powerful for you. But it has not happened yet. And you are wondering and you are like those Israelites in Isaiah saying, why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord and my judgment is passed from my God. They were wondering, God, where are you in the midst of our troubles? Some of us are there today, but I'm here to tell you that you're on your way, but God's way, because God's delays are not his denials. And we must come to understand that some days God's delays are purposeful. He doesn't take us the short route because he has a purpose for us going the long way around. I'm on my way, but I'm on my way God's way and not my way. Because if I wanted to go my way, I'd go here and go there and be done with it. But God doesn't want that to happen. His delays are not denials. Sometimes God delays us because he wants to deliver us from some things. Sometimes he delays us because he wants to develop us and to help us to discover things about ourselves that we don't even know. God gives us delays sometimes so he can get us to understand faith and get us to have a prayer life and to build our character. Delays are not denials. He wants to take you from believing in his word to knowing his word. And sometimes he has to take you the long way into the wilderness so that you can see his power of deliverance and you can move from I believe God to knowing that God will do exactly what he says. He has promised you something, but remember, beyond your way, but God's way. Yes, you know, God is all powerful, and sometimes when we go our way, we miss what God has for us. When we go the path that God has given us, we understand that he'll provide milestones along the way. It's just those little things to let you know you're on the right path. You're on the right track. Just stay right here. I know it's hard. I know it's difficult, but just know that you're in my will and I will never leave you nor forsake you. He provides those milestones of the way, along the way to let you know he's there with you. He allows you to see his hand at times. He allows you to see his love, his mercy, and his grace. He is a God who will never leave his children alone. And just stay in his will and stay in his way. Why do I say that? Sometimes we have to come to a point to understand that just because God delays, it's not over. You see, the Israelites were in Egypt and they had to wait over 400 years before God delivered them. Oh, David himself was anointed king, but he had to wait almost over 13 years before he took the throne. And during that 13-year period of time, Saul gave him trouble. David was on the run. David was in caves, but he was already anointed king. God had already given it to him, but he had to get there. But he had to get there God's way. He had to take him through trials and tribulations to let him understand that when I put you over people and you are king, you have to understand love, grace and mercy. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, hallelujah. Noah himself had to wait over 120 years when God said, build this ark until the time that the flood came. He was doing God's work on his way, but God's way. We have to be obedient. When we understand that, if we're going to do it God's way, we need to understand three things: prayer, partnering, and praise. We have to understand prayer, partnering, and praise. You know why? Because in this scripture, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28, "Has thou not known, has thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not?" What is he saying here? He's the first and the last. He is the Ancient of Days. There is no searching of his understanding. No matter what goes on, God knows about it. God's wisdom is not able for us to fully understand and to comprehend it. Whatever he says, he's going to fulfill it, but he's going to do it his way. See, when we submit ourselves unto God and we become humble, we may give out in our strength, but that verse says, "He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases their strength." But when we try to do it on our own, a young man, "Oh, I got all the strength. I can bench press 300 pounds. I can run all day long." But he says, "Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall." When you try to do it your way, God will let you fall, so you can see that you got to be on your way. But you got to do it my way, because there's a meaning and there's a method to what we call the madness. There's a method to why God is doing what he's doing. It is purposeful when he delays you. Why? Because God wants to purge you and prune you of some things. He wants to cut some things off. He wants to deliver you. And the only way you're going to do that is that you have to go through the tough time. You have to go around the block a few times so God can get your attention. Why? Because sometimes his delays are purposeful so he can prove to you that he is God, that he is a provider, that he is Jehovah Jireh. That's why sometimes he delays. I'm not talking about what I heard. I'm talking about what I know. I'm talking about right here at True Holiness Church of God in Christ. Oh, hallelujah. I know about delays. How many of you know that if you knew how long it was going to take sometimes, you wouldn't even start the process? I started a process over 8 years ago, and finally, I've been waiting on it, and it's come to fruition. But if you would have told me 8 years ago that I would have to go through what I had to go through and wait 8 years, I might not have done it. That's why God doesn't show you everything, because if he showed you everything, you get discouraged. You'll quit, but God says, once you get in it, I'm going to be there right there with you. And when you get in trouble, I'm going to show you, I will deliver you from that. And you keep going, and you keep going, and the next thing you know, you look up, oh my God. 400 years has gone by, 8 years has gone by, but you did it God's way, and now he's about to bless you because you were obedient to him. Hallelujah. I'm on my way, God's way. Oh, the old folks say, he may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. Just wait on God. As we wait, we must understand Isaiah 55, 8 through 11. He says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." You cannot outthink God. He takes you a long way because he wants to deliver you. Well, show me that in scripture, Pastor. I will. That's why I took you over to Exodus chapter 13, verse 17 through 18. Oh, my God, my God, my God. What's happening here? You see, after 400 and some years, and the plagues, Pharaoh finally said, y'all can get up out of here, get up out of my kingdom. You can get up out of here and be on your way. I don't want anything to do with you. And so the people got happy. They finally said, oh, we're getting out of here. And that's how sometimes we get when God says, I'm going to deliver you, and he shows it, and we walk out the door, and we think, oh, we made it, but God is just taking you into phase two. He took them out of Egypt, and now he's putting them into the wilderness because he wants to purge them and prune them so he can show that he is God. Look at this. He said that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. God could take you a short route. God can give you a shortcut to go where you want to go, but sometimes he doesn't want to do that. And here he explains why. He said, oh, hallelujah. He said, it was near, but if I do that, you see, the people might get scared when they see war. You see, they had been in captivity for such a long time, they didn't understand what it was like to have to fight. They didn't understand what it was like to have confrontation. And the moment they would have seen that, they would have run back and say, I got to get back to Egypt. I got to get back to Egypt. God said, no, I'm not going to do it. That was the shortcut, but there were many obstacles that way. So God said, I'm not going to do that. Because there were Egyptian fortresses there. The Philistines were a military threat, and they had a lack of battle readiness. Sometimes God takes us the long way because he has to prepare us for our destiny. Sometimes God takes us the long way because he has to prepare us to get to where he wants us to be and give us the necessary tools to do his will when we get there. Somebody say hallelujah. Yes, but God led the people, oh, hallelujah, but God led the people about through the way, what? Of the wilderness, of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. Here we go. He could have took them the short route. He could have took them the shortcut, but he said, no, they might get scared. They're not ready. But also at the same time, I'm going to let them know that I am God. See, I'm going to take them from believing that I am God who delivers to letting them know that I'm a God who can do the impossible. I'm going to let them know that I'm the God that can do miracles right in the midst of them. So he took them the long way. They went through the wilderness. They went through hard times. The first thing they came up against was a Red Sea. Oh, my God, I'm coming out of Egypt. You said you just delivered me. Now you put me in the front of this stuff. What kind of God are you? He says, I'm a God who's able to deliver. And when they got to the Red Sea, he opened it up. They walked through on dry ground. God said, you're on your way, but you're going my way. You're going the way that I want you to go. You're going the way that I need you to go so I can show you who I am. Why? So I can get the glory. Hallelujah. So he took them by the Red Sea. The sea closed up, drowned the Egyptians. But they were on there and they spent a lot of time in the wilderness because God showed them that, okay, I got you out here, but I can give you water. He gave them water out of the rock. He said, I can feed you. He rained down manna from heaven. God was showing them that no matter what you need, if you go my way, it may be long, it may be hard, but I'm going to provide you everything you need. He said, I am the bread of life. He rained down manna from heaven and he fed them every single day. They didn't go without. God provided their needs. He said, it may be hard. It may be tough. You may be crying. But if you just pray to me sometimes, if you just partner up with somebody and give me the praise while you're going through, I'm going to get you to the end. Hallelujah. Yes, I got to get here. Hallelujah. Luke 17. He said, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And see, there were 10 lepers there. Ten lepers, and they said, Lord, I need deliverance. Lord, I need to be out of my situation right now. Lord, I need to be out of this type of Egypt. They had leprosy, the disease that could not be healed and could not be cleansed by medicine at that time. So they cried out, just like sometimes we cry out to God. We say, oh, God, like they did there. Oh, where are you, God? Saying, don't you know I'm a God? I'm right there with you. Just wait on me. Just wait on me, because when you wait on me, I'm going to give you wings like eagles. You're going to mount up. You're going to fly. Just wait on me. Just hold on just a little bit. And they cried out to him. They said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Sometimes we down there, we say, Lord, I'm doing it your way. Things are hard. Have mercy on me. He says, okay, now you understand. Now you're in my will. Now you're in my way. Now just hear my voice and do what I say and watch me move. What happened here? He said, and when he saw them, he said unto them, all right, you got my attention. I understand where you are. You're in tune with me. All I want you to do now is go show yourself unto the priest. See, they had leprosy right then, but he said, I want you to go show yourself unto the priest, because the priest was the one that can say that you are actually healed of leprosy. And what happened, he said, and it came to pass as they went, as they were obedient to the way of the Lord, as they went the direction that the Lord sent them, not their way, but his way, as they went, they were healed. They were delivered. God is saying, if you do it my way, under my timing, you will be delivered. You will get the promise, because my word cannot return unto me void. God say, on my way, but God's way Well, how do I do that, Pastor? How do I understand that he is God, Jehovah Jireh? How do I understand that the delays are purposeful, that he's preparing me for something great? He's preparing me for something greater than I am. Well, how do you want to know how you do that? Well, oh, I thank God for his confirmation this morning. He said he gave it to Trey. He said, oh, if you're early, oh, you're on time. But he gave the word of the Lord to Isaiah this morning from the book of James, chapter 5, verse 16. He said, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed from whatever is going on in your life. But I like this, he said, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And I let you know, he didn't know what I was preaching this morning. Hallelujah. Trey didn't know what I was preaching this morning, but God knew that he wanted you to know you gotta be on your way, but God's way. Yes, you've got to pray, but I'm going to show you something else. You see, I've been going through that thing for over 8 years, but I partnered up with somebody. I called somebody who knew how to pray. I called somebody who understood praying. Oh, the power of prayer. I partnered up with them because over in the book of Matthew, it says in chapter 18, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. But I like verse 19 again. I say unto you that if two, oh hallelujah, oh, he says, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. What am I saying? I got on my way. I prayed, but I partnered up with somebody who could link up with me, and both of us agreed. And oh, thank God, God moved. He honored his word. He honored his word. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm here to tell you right now, I'm on my way, but I'm going to do it God's way. I told you praying, partnering, but here's the thing. I want you to understand sometimes in the midst of it, and I know it's hard to do, because when I was going through, I didn't want to hear anybody telling me how to praise. I didn't want to hear anybody telling me I need to give God thanks, but I'd get by myself. I'd pull out my MP3 player, my iPod, put on some music, oh my God, and I'd play a song called I Do Worship. Oh, and I would just worship and praise God, because my Bible tells me in the book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 25 through 26. You see, sometimes, oh, it gets hard when you're going through. Nobody else can understand. You're by yourself. Nobody knows what you've been going through. Nobody's believing with you except your prayer partner. Oh, nobody else is understanding. But here, Acts 16, 25 says, and at midnight, who? How many of us are at a midnight in our life? How many of us are in a midnight right now? It says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas did what? They prayed and sang praises. Oh, I'm telling you, you got to pray. Get yourself a partner and just praise him. Praise him in the midst of the storm. Praise him in the midst of the trial. Praise him and watch God move. And they sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And then suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. Oh, hallelujah. You want God to loose your bands? Obey his word. You want God to move for you? Obey his word. Pray. Partner with somebody and praise him, and be on your way, but do it God's way. You want to know why? Because I can tell you right now. Oh, hallelujah. Last week, I had to train 3 classes, 3 days. Oh, my God. And I have a lapel pin. And that lapel pin is of an eagle. And I would put that eagle on every day, and I would walk in there because I would be so tired. But God had already given me a milestone along the way. He had already shown me that thing that you've been waiting on for 8 years, it is so. And so I had that little eagle on my lapel pin as I walked in there. People didn't understand why I was happy, but I can say, but they that wait upon the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I may have been tired, but because I waited, he said, oh, Jesus, that he renewed their strength. Oh, I just felt like an eagle. As I taught what he wanted me to teach during that class, I just soared around the room. It wasn't in my power. It wasn't in my strength, but I was lifted up by the power of the Almighty God. Because I know now, I'm not telling you what I heard. I'm not telling you what somebody else told me. I'm telling you that if you do it God's way, he'll put you on your way. But you got to be obedient to what he tells you. Timing is everything. Don't worry about it. Abraham had to wait a long time, but the promise came. So what am I saying? Be on your way, but do it God's way. Delays are not denials. He just wants to develop, deliver, and for you to discover more about him. He wants to, in the midst of it all, show you that he's a loving God. He wants to show you his hand. He wants to show you his grace and mercy. He wants to take you in his arms. Oh, my goodness, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. He wants to show you that you can come to him and he will help you. Just remember to pray. Partner up with somebody and praise him.
For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.